Welcome to Brick by Brick, where we begin to build the new you. Here's a simple truth. You're not perfect, and that's okay because you are actually awesome or on your way to being awesome. And with this podcast, we will begin to tackle the rough topics of life. We will journey to a place in which you used to be in order to get to the place in which you choose to be. You see, you were born to be amazing, and together you and I will help and make sure that you get there. Don't let anybody stop you, and never let anybody treat you any less than what you're actually worth. In order for you to get to this level, in order for you to get to this point, the first thing you must do is start seeing you through different eyes. And remember, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Welcome to this week's Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. We are finally back in the studio face-to-face. How are you, sir?
Doing good, doing good. Now, we've been back in the studio for five. All right, thank you for the hand signal you gave me. Five episodes now, and so to keep in routine or in the culture of but we have to go, and you know we have to go there. So you've been in the same clothes now for 5 weeks long,
as have you.
That's the first time you did that. Well, we're not talking about me, we're talking about you right now.
We've been talking about me for five episodes, so why not flip it on you? So wow. You're in the same shirt, same pants, name everything.
Okay, so I'm a guy, and that's okay, because we're guys. We're naturally just filthy animals.
You don't have to be. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. So that's all right. So she's not in the same episode. We joke, guys. If you listened four episodes ago, she has on her executive assistant shirt. You want to explain that though, because maybe they didn't listen to four.
They should hop back four episodes.
Okay, they could hop back four episodes. That would work. But for those who are first time, right, subscribers, won't you cater to them and tell them about your executive assistant shirt?
So my t-shirt says, executive assistant will work for cupcakes, and I got it for Administrative Professionals Day.
Which by now.
My super awesome boss.
All right, I sure like that. I appreciate you. Which by now is a long time from now, because by the time they hear this, it would have been 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Plus the 2 weeks, or 1 week already removed. So it'll be almost 2 months for the administrative professionals. However, we'd like to shout out all the administrative professionals that are out there right now. Am I right?
Yes.
Outstanding, outstanding. So today is a very special episode.
I'm
taking your thunder.
No, you go ahead.
Well, today is a very special episode. Extra, you're right. Is this the first time we've done this?
This is the first time.
Wow, this is the first time.
Only
took a year and a half. We have no idea how many episodes we've shot, we've recorded.
Over a year, I know
it's
that.
Over a year for sure. We do a whole bunch, and if we're not approaching 100, so we need to do a one-year anniversary for sure. Well, I tell you what, here's what we'll do. Tempest is going to go back and find out how many, and we're gonna do that anniversary, like the 100th or the 90th episode, and that we'll make that a special one, right? Maybe we can make that a 5 hour long
podcast.
No, I was just joking. I
don't talk for 5 hours.
Well, I know no one talks. Well, some people do talk for 5 hours. So we have a very special episode. So long time ago, Tempest, maybe a long time ago, many episodes ago, many weeks ago, like real weeks. Months, half a year, almost a year ago, we hinted at, I think it was during a defining moments episode, right? Which I hope is still on there. We talked about defining moments. I remember because it was like raining extremely hard that day. I remember that.
Yes.
And we were talking about how I have my own defining moments, right? And I was saying, and I almost slipped and said one of them that was key. But we're going to kind of allude to that. We're going to do more than allude. We're actually going to reveal to what that defining moment was, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we have a special guest today.
Yes, we do.
So besides me and Tempest, there's a third party.
Hey. Go ahead. Man. Go ahead. All right. She said amen. Okay. So you hear. Okay. So for those of you who are new, first time subscribing, this is a corporate podcast. This is a corporate podcast. It's meant to be both. Well, it's meant to be more corporate than it is religious. Right. However, we do say things like amen because it's in us. Right. And I am a pastor, am I not? Right? That's yes, kind of the things that work out that way.
I was actually saying, hey.
Oh, that's what she was saying. Okay. She was on her phone. So before I introduce you, what was it, Fonzie, right? From the okay. Yeah. All right. So but before we get to who she is, we want to say what she is doing in the organization. Like we always talk about the organization, Tempest. We've talked about how you're the COO in the organization. Right, we talk about these things and how there's five or six or four or five companies. They keep hearing about it, but there's something special that we have done concerning radio. I'm gonna let you tell them that. What?
No, it's your story.
No, you tell it though.
It's your story.
But it sounds better coming from you.
No, it doesn't.
But it sounds better. Okay, let me pull rank. You tell it. All right, you tell what I've decided.
Who's about name's the, on it?
See, there you go. See how I pull rank and it doesn't even be respected. See how that works, guys. So, the moral of the story is, if you want to run a company, you're never going to run a company. There it is right now. You guys hang up right now or just go to the next episode. No, I'm just joking. Okay, so here's how it works. So, we were on many radio, five or six major radio stations. Is that about right? Right? Special guests?
Yes.
Okay. Don't want it. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Come on. We got it. This is top rated podcast. You guys be vocal. Pick your energy up. All right. So, and we've decided one day I decided that I didn't want to be on the radio anymore. Right. Because I couldn't do what I wanted to do. Right. Like this show was never on the radio. Because they always wanted Rev Tony, the religious, spiritual guy, right? And I wanted more. So I decided to let all my contracts in. One, I canceled early, you know, and paid them off, and et cetera, et cetera. In order to control my own brand. This is a business podcast, so we can talk like this, right? Mm-hmm. Control my own brand. So we started, what tip is, what did we start? Right, because it wasn't just me. I totally have help. What do we start?
Rev Tony Radio.
All right, say it a little bit louder. They didn't hear you.
Rev Tony Radio.
All right, come on, clap. Woo! All right. So we've been hiding this for a long time. Rev Tony Radio is going to get lunch. It won't be a long time. I'm very meticulous and strategic and methodical about my ways. So and my things. So we basically have a special guest of the Rev Tony Radio, right?
Right.
And that person is no other than Tanya Griffin, right? Come on. Yay. Give it. All right. So Tanya Griffin does a show on Rev Tony Radio, which you guys are going to have total access to it. It'll be internet-based. Let's just say that for right now. There's a whole lot more. I don't want to give too many details away. Right, a whole lot more, and you would be the first people who would find out how to subscribe, how to tune in and listen, would be which listeners, Tempest?
Brick by Brick.
That's right, Brick by Brick, right? So we have one of the radio hosts with me doing a show similar to this, and the name of the show is called Driven. That's
yes,
right.
Yes, yes.
That's right, the name of the show is
yes.
called
Yes.
All right. Name of the show that Tanya Griffin hosted. We call her Tony around here. So
no,
I'm Tony.
We
call her Tony around
Tanya.
Here. We call her Tony around here. We
I don't want to get confused with T-O-N-Y.
All right. Well, you're T-O-N-I. Okay. So since you have more estrogen than me, they won't get you confused with me. Right? Your voice
I have more.
Estrogen, the female hormone. Okay, outstanding. So since you're built differently and sound differently, they won't get you confused. Right? So she wants people to call her Tanya. I'll call her Tony. But here's the deal. Driven is a wonderful show in which we have. Right? And Driven is a great show. It's actually part two of this show. Right? Brick by brick, we're teaching people how to rebuild their life one brick at a time. Right? Tempest and I came up with this. I can't take credit for it. Tempest and I came, it was my idea. Tempest made the idea 1,000 times better. So clap for Tempest, right? She did that. And then we decided, well, what happens if you already rebuilt your life and you're wondering what's next, right? And that's where Driven comes in, which you guys will hear about it a while from now. We're currently recording that show and doing an amazing job. However, it ties into the topic today, right? Because when I approached Tony in the same manner in which I approached Tempest, hey, I have an idea, let's record. They were like, whoa, thousands of people. Hold on now. This is a bit different.
Right.
So
thousands and thousands.
Right. You know, so we talking about these people. However, so what's today's topic, Tempest?
Today's topic is finding your voice.
Right. So now we have finding your voice. So, Tempest, we're going to let you take it away now because I've done much more talking than what I've ever done.
Well, normally I say the topic and you start talking.
Right, but I start talking before the topic, right? So I've done that. So you have a few questions that you want to ask. So I'm going to have you ask him and I'll dictate whether Tony or myself ask him. But the point here is, guys, Tony had to find her voice in order to pull off the Driven show that we've done, which is very successful.
Amen.
It's very successful. It's very good. Amen. The people who have heard it thus far are excited about it. We'll release it.
And what is the format for Driven?
Well, you tell us the format for Driven.
Driven is a leadership show that is designed to get you past your current level of success.
So here we have Brick by Brick teaching you how to get to success.
Right.
And we have Driven teaching you how to get past your current level of
success. Yes.
Right. And there's also another show. If you like Brick by Brick, you'll love the other show by me and Tempest on Rev Tony Radio. I won't mention it, but it's coming soon. Rev Tony Radio is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, of all things Rev Tony.
24/7. Okay. 23/6.
No, 24/7. It's going to be pretty cool, but we want that's enough. We've already said enough to where people are now like, oh my God, I need to do that, right? So we already said enough, but however, we like to be open book around here. So Tempest, finding your voice, what's your first question?
I don't want to ask those questions.
All right, then, so ask a question from your gut.
Well, this is for either one of you, or for both of you if you want.
Let's make it for Tony first.
Okay, Tanya first.
Thank you, Tempest. Thank you for adding an A after that I.
All right, well, let's go for Tanya
first. So we don't get confused.
I always call her Tanya. I never call her Tony.
Okay, well, let's go for Tanya first.
Okay. Okay, so my question is for Tanya and Tony, but I'll go with Tanya first. Have you ever been in a situation where you didn't have a voice and you had to suddenly discover who you are and what your voice is?
Yes.
Would you care to?
That's current. I mean, that's, you can be walking into a new organization. Mm-hmm. You can be walking into a new job. Mm-hmm. You can be walking into a new relationship. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I do in my life, and I will walk into a workshop or a conference wherever, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get my perspective about where I am, and then I'm going to pay attention to my surroundings, because what that does for me is kind of, you know, when you first walking into something, you're uncomfortable. You don't know what to expect or what to do, so before you can react to anything, you have to come into the situation. You got to sit back and just visualize your surroundings. And how things are working, that kind of gives you the confidence that you need to kind of come out of your shell, and eventually you'll get to the point where you feel comfortable enough to introduce yourself to people, or ask questions about things that you've been sitting back and watching that you need more information about. So all the time, that happens all the time. All
right, so I want to ask two questions on top of Tempest's question. I want to ask them for you so we can make this plausible to our audience, right? So here's what we want to do. We want to ask you two questions. Here's the first of these questions. So how did you feel when you first walked into this organization? So you noticed this organization first.
Right.
You saw us before we ever saw you. You reached out. And then about a year later, you came aboard.
Correct.
But how did you feel with people already established and you were coming in as new? How did you feel? Because you obviously didn't have a voice because we never heard your
voice.
That's
correct.
So how did you feel not having a voice? Yeah, to stay right there. How did you feel?
I was nervous. My palms were sweating when I first entered into the organization. I got more nervous. Everything was, my legs were shaking. I was just really uncomfortable at first, even though the setting was a positive atmosphere. Everybody was there. They were giving out positive energy and positive vibes.
Right. We talked about that a couple episodes ago. So right. See how often I say
and,
that.
And in spite of all of that, in spite of the welcoming atmosphere that I ventured into, I was still nervous. I was still uncomfortable. You know, and I just had to, you know, calm myself so that I was able to receive what I had agreed to become a part of.
Okay, so it's fair to say that part of your journey on finding your voice,
right,
this is why you're the perfect person. This is why we, Tempest and I decided to bring you in on this episode.
Okay.
Because you weren't here. Mm-hmm. You said this is our fifth one we're recording on this one day. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you weren't here for the first four. You weren't even in the room for the first four.
Okay.
But we decided to reach out to you and bring you here for the fifth one.
Thank you so much.
No problem. No problem at all. So basically, you didn't have a voice. In order to find your voice, you had to get past your comfort.
That's correct.
How did you do that? Because this podcast is all about, so your podcast with, well, your radio show with me is a bit different than this one.
Correct.
It's assuming you've already gotten past all these things we're talking about right
absolutely,
now.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. But going backwards, they're not past it. They've just left the church. They just left the organization. Whatever it is, they are struggling with
right,
no voice
right
now.
Right.
Like you were then.
Correct.
Now, you were successful. You were already leading in one organization to come over here and lead in another, in this organization. But how is it that you got past the uncomfort? Because clearly, uncomfort hits novices as well as experts, people with high self-esteem.
It does.
As well as people with
it
low
does.
Self-esteem.
It does.
So how did you get past your uncomfort in this organization? And maybe your answer can help them with their organization.
What I did was, some of the things that I was accustomed to in my previous organizations or experience, these are things that this church either this church does or they've eliminated. So what I had to do was I had to find those things that I was already comfortable with and use that as my platform to come out of my shell, so to speak.
Sure.
So those things that I had knowledge of and that this organization already had built or had in place, I was able to easily attach myself to those things and begin to speak out on things that I know that this organization may or may not be already doing, so that I can, I was soliciting feedback and engaging the new members of this organization.
Okay, so you basically use your own personal experience.
Right.
To help you get past a bit of uncomfort.
Right.
Okay, and that's totally fair.
Right.
So I'm going to ask you one more question.
Okay, I know the question, but ask.
And then I'm going to give Tempest a question to ask.
Okay.
Because you will be doing the most of the talking in this episode, because what you have to say is what we're talking about.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So basically, you got past it.
Right.
But what did we do to make you get past your no voiceness or your uncomfortness, right? You just answered what you did.
Right.
What did this organization do? Because there's more than just newcomers on this podcast. That's correct. There are executives.
That's right.
Right, and established members. So I want to hit both sides. So we got what you did.
Right.
You drew on your personal experiences to get past.
Right.
What did this organization do for you to help you get past this uncomfort level you experienced?
It was welcoming. The organization was welcoming. So it wasn't like when I first made facial contact with them that I was put off, that there was any indication that you guys wasn't going to be welcoming to me. There was no indication that I wouldn't be able to fit into the organization. There was no indication that I was in the wrong place. That's the first thing that impacted me, kind of made me feel a little comfortable. But then there was those things that I was familiar with that the organization was already doing. That made me feel more comfortable. It reassured me that I was in the right place, that this is something that I know that I wanted to make a commitment to at that time. And then the things that I was accustomed to in my other arena that this organization don't do, it made perfect sense. I came in dressed up. You guys were dressed down. I didn't feel uncomfortable because that's where I came from, but the following and subsequent times that, you know, we gathered and fellowship together, I was able to blend in with the organization.
That's good. So the culture of this organization.
Adapt to the culture.
But we have a culture worth adapting to.
That's correct.
All right. Go ahead, Tempest.
I don't have another question.
You don't have another question? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. She totally has another question. She's going to come up. Well, come up with another question from an empathetic point of view. But you got to know, because I have another question, so I'll ask now. But I want you to help the administrative professionals of this podcast.
And I have an empathetic answer.
Well, go ahead. Well, okay, you have
one. I have an empathetic answer.
Do you have one right now?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, because you may
help. One of the things that I so dreaded, and my eyes are welling up now, is that I felt like with the experience that I had, that I would come in and people would not embrace my thoughts and ideas, or they thought I was coming in to take over, or they thought that, you know, who does she think she is? That was one of my biggest fears, and that is not what happened. That was something that I had driven in my mind before I got here, but I was reassured that that is not what the culture or the DNA of this particular organization was.
So you were reassured by me of that, but were you reassured when I was not around?
Yes.
Okay, how were you reassured when I was not around? To whisper that in your ear.
The things that I was coming up with, the things that I was coming up with, or any suggestions I made about things that was or wasn't happening, they were open to those ideas. They were receptive of those ideas. They couldn't wait to take those ideas and, you know, just hit the ground running with them. So that made me feel like, anything that I came up with to help improve the organization, or any changes that I suggested, the organization was willing to listen to them. And if it was something that they couldn't do at that time, then I was told that that was something we couldn't do at this time. Oh, I like that idea, but let's do it this way. So, I mean, it's just like... It was a growing organization, so there was a lot of wiggle room. There was a lot of wiggle room that the communication back and forth about what needed to be done, was receptive on both ends.
Sure. You got one yet?
It's not a question.
But no, go ahead, because I totally have a response to that, but I want you to go first, because we have three totally different personalities right here. Three totally different jobs in this organization. You're a front side leader. Tempest is a backside leader, right? And I'm the face of the organization, but I can't do anything without you in the front, and I wouldn't even be anything without Tempest in the back, right? So we have three different personality types, right. And so I would love to hear what Tempest has to say, since you, before she got here, built this from the ground up with me. So what's your comment about that? Like, you had something.
Okay, you brought up, I'm on the back end or whatever.
Right.
Sometimes, since I am in this position, I don't feel like I have a voice. Like, I feel like I talk, but it falls on deaf ears. So that makes me not even want to talk.
That's fair, because you're in the background, right? These are people behind the scenes. So people behind the scenes often feel that way, right? And the truth is, I'm behind the scenes, and I feel that way because I don't like to be out front.
And I'm going to ditto that.
Right.
Because I have that same feeling.
Okay, so time out. That's great. No, this is great. This is going to be a bit longer. That's great. So that's totally great. So I want to start.
So you are not alone.
No, but you guys are helping people. You guys are fit to help the executives on this podcast right now. So I'm going to ask the both of you the question Tempest brought up, right? So here's the deal. I say this in our leadership class. In fact, we got our leadership class in 1 hour and 57 minutes, right? So we'll be stopped recording by now, and we will be doing our leadership class with the two of you, right, leading the other slew of leaders that will be in this building in a few hours, right? Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. I got a front leader. Who's the front leader? Say your voice. Say
Tanya Griffin.
Tanya Griffin. I have my back leader, right? Say it louder.
Tempest.
All right. So there we go. So you guys are accustomed to Tempest, right? And you've heard it for over 100. Well, I don't know if it feels like 100 episodes to me, right? But however, here we have it to where Tempest is the COO of all things Revtona. Even she feels like she doesn't have a voice. Yet you are an out front leader, frontwards. And you feel like you don't have a voice. So I'm gonna pause you real quick, because we've been talking about you. So help the executives, because every executive thinks they're running the team. But when you ask the team members if they're feeling a part of the team, they feel like they're individuals.
That's right.
Okay, right? So help, because this is great, right? This is going to go over 25 minutes, right? And we try to keep them, but sometimes it's so awesome, we want to push them 40. This is going to be one of those 40-minute podcasts. So here's the deal. Help us. I mean the bosses, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Okay, so help the boss. You help me, Tempest. Help them. Why do you feel like you're in the background? Because you are. You run our media. You're the COO. You run our operations. You run our budget. I run the finances. Right, you run all these things behind the scenes, right? Mm-hmm. But you still, so you make this work, you make this happen, you make this do, but you still feel like at times you don't have a voice. Why is that?
I don't know why.
Well, it's not a self-esteem thing. It's a positional thing.
It is.
I think people here... Okay, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. People hear receptionist or assistant, they just think, oh, well, whatever. So they don't pay attention to what I have to say or stuff like that. So if I'm talking, I know you're not listening, or I'm sending text messages and I know you're not paying attention to them.
Right.
That's frustrating. So that makes me stop talking.
So the way of the world makes you feel like you have to find your voice or don't have one. That's okay. What else? That's basically what you're saying. The culture of the world. We're talking about culture of the organization. But you're talking about the world's perception. Mm-hmm. Assistants are lowly. So she texts me, I ain't worried about her. She's just a lowly assistant. Mm-hmm. All right. So you're helping people, because executives need to know that assistants feel that way in an organization. How else, though? Because it's not, because you're very gifted and talented. But it's the positional part. Mm-hmm. It's the behind the scenes parts that makes you feel that way. So how else do you feel that way? And some of it could be my doing or things like that. And it's okay. Go ahead and say it so we can fix it so they can hear and help. How else do you feel, or how have you felt like that in the past that's been corrected now? Either one. You won't hurt my feelings. You won't bother me. I want people to help because we've had some issues that we have to correct 4 years. And you've been with me for 4 years now, 4 years in the game. We've had to correct these things. So go ahead.
So in the past, I felt like I would say something and nobody would say anything. And then I'll say, well, Antonio said, and then they kind of move. And then I have to come to you and say, I said this and I said this. And these people still are moving. Then you come and say the exact same thing. And then everybody's on one accord. So then why would I even talk if you're not going to listen to me? If I have to go through you to say what you told me to say.
Okay, so that's the bad side. How has that changed now? And how do you deal with that today? Because sometimes it still happens because that's, you know, people only move when the boss says move. However, that's it's been a new culture, new different thing. And people do move when you talk now. So how did you get past when they didn't move when you talk to now they do move when you talk? How did you get past that? Or what happened to help you get past that? Like, be real.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever gotten past that. I think I just accepted it for what it is. I'm going to say something. I know these people are going to listen, and all these people are not going to listen. Okay, and I just accepted that, and it bothers me, but it doesn't bother me like it used to.
Okay, so some folks just have bad character, right? I mean, that's fair. Mm-hmm. What has this organization, or has this organization, helped you to have more power in your position? Well, more power and respect and a voice? Because this whole thing is finding your voice. Has this organization helped you, not help you personally, but help other people see that you have a voice in this organization?
Yes.
How? It doesn't. If you don't say how, it doesn't work.
I mean, you had a lot to do with that. You've had to have a lot of conversations with
But
people.
I want you to help the executives on this call. Because there's some things that I had to do to help.
Well, first of all, I had to trust you. Because for a long time, I didn't say anything to you about it. I get upset and it is what it is. So,
and nothing's wrong.
And act like nothing's wrong.
Right.
But on the inside, I'm breaking down and ready to just quit.
That's so awesome. No, that's awesome. That's awesome. No, they need to hear this because I had to come to grips with this, right? Because, okay, so let me push this conversation further so we can get to Tony. Let me push this conversation further. You told me one day, and I'm going to tell you what you told me one day, that the two of you don't even know what I'm about to say, but this is perfect. Like, you know what I'm about to say. You know what I'm about to say. But you two don't know that the two of you had said this here. Right? You have no idea. And I'm about to say it for the first time so they can hear, so they can help. Because this is all about helping people. You told me one day, well, Tony, you brought in all these new leaders. But us established leaders who've been with you from the beginning feel like you're replacing us. Mm-hmm. Now, how did that get fixed?
I know what you're going to say because I said the
Cause you said opposite. You said the exact opposite.
Yes.
You said the exact
yes,
opposite.
I
you
did.
Said the exact opposite.
I
exactly.
Did.
Right?
Did.
But right now we're on the back end.
I did.
Because this is important. You're right. But she doesn't know that. Right? She doesn't know that. You didn't know she said that. Mm-hmm. Right? So here's the deal. You're bringing in these new people who are established leaders. But it feels like you're replacing us. So clearly you haven't been replaced, and you're still number two in everything. Because, okay, so you know you're not number two in everything,
I
right?
Do
you have a problem with this?
No.
Okay, so stop right there, right? So
no.
Right? No, this is key. So how is it that you know you're not number two?
I'm not.
Okay, and you know you are number two, right? Mm-hmm. No, say it loud. They can't hear you.
And I know why I know I'm not number two.
Okay, let me let you explain.
Because you two, y'all were here before I was. That's not the main reason, but y'all are the ones that got the church planted. There is no way in heaven that I would come in here and think that I should be on this level. No way.
Okay.
Not coming in. Somewhere along the way, that might be a hope that I have, but I would never come into any organization regardless of what level I was placed in, and think that this is where I should be.
Okay, so stop right there, because you've risen to the super top, but we'll get there in a second when I come to the front, right? So you never heard that before, right? I see it on your face. She can see it on your face. You never heard that before. This is why I wanted this podcast. Let me see how long we are. Oh, okay. So we're gonna have to. So get straight to the point for it, because this is good. This is gonna go pretty good.
You're pretty googly about this subject.
Well, because I'm googly about the subject, because it's helping people.
Right.
It's helping not only assistants. It's helping not only new people in the organization.
Right.
But it's helping executives like myself.
Right.
Because I had to deal with both of your passions,
right?
Both of your egos.
That's correct.
That's fair.
That's
fair.
It is.
And both of your spirits, your humble spirits.
Right.
Right? And you're two amazing leaders in which I both need.
Right.
But I had to get you to both understand that I need you in your own separate ways.
Right.
Privately.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's not a conversation.
I don't
want to
be back there.
Right?
I don't want to be up there.
Right. Exactly.
No.
Right? Exactly.
That's not in my spirit, and
so,
that's not my gift.
Okay.
That's that whole been there, done
right.
there
so
thing.
So Tempest is the back end leader because you don't like to public speak, right? You said this before when we was off air. You said this. You don't like that. But you love to publicly speak, and you do. I use you in a public speaking manner, right? We just did that last week, right? I use you in that manner. All right, so let's just stay in the back office. So you didn't know. Well, so how did I? I'm not trying to lead you. I want you to give the real answer, so you can help. Let me put you there. There's an assistant right now. No, I need to put you there. There's an executive that needs to hear this, but there's an assistant right now that's ready to quit.
Cupcakes.
There's an assistant right now that she needs to hear this. She's ready to quit. New leaders are coming in. She feels intimidated. How did I make you feel like you were not being replaced? Because that's a fear of every assistant on planet Earth. Is that not fair?
That's very fair.
You taught me that fear, right?
Yeah.
So what did I do? What did this organization do to make you feel like? So no, let me say, what can an executive do, or what did an executive do to make you feel like you are not being replaced as new leadership came in? This is important. Please answer this question with all of your empathy, with all of your honesty, because someone needs to be helped.
I think it's easy for an executive to say you're not going to be replaced, but if your actions allude to otherwise, that's not reassuring. That's making the problem worse. So as much as you told me, I'm not saying you didn't make me feel like it, but in certain areas, you didn't make me feel like I was not going
to
be replaced.
I had to adjust some of these areas.
So once I felt like you were genuine with it, then that eased me.
Right. So I didn't do everything perfectly. So how did I adjust? How did I make you feel like I was doing? How? Be specific. Like, expose our secrets. Go ahead. You can't help anybody. This is a podcast supposed to help. Right, we're number one rated, or we're not number one rated, but we're up there because we help. Mm-hmm. So help them. Say what you're not trying to say. Help them. You guys are doing all the talking. Help them.
I think you admitted that you were not treating me that way, and that broke down a lot of walls. Once you admitted it, then it became real to you. And once it became real to you, you were aware of what you were not doing. And that made all the difference in the world. Because when I first came to you, we went back and forth with that a lot. And I went home a lot crying because I felt like you did not understand.
No, you should cry right now because
you made me feel like you didn't understand. And many nights I wanted to call you and just quit on you.
Okay.
And you never knew that because I never told you that.
But it was revealed to me after you revealed it to me, right? And not in that manner, but you did when you told me some stuff. So, basically, I had to come to you and tell you, hey, I never had any intention of replacing you. And I totally messed up by not making you think that I didn't want to replace you, right? That's what you just said, mm-hmm. right? So, what did that do for you when I came to you? Not only admitted my mistake, but showed you my pure-hearted intentions on how you were never going to be replaced. I just needed more help in different areas.
How did it make me feel? Oh, I'm sorry. What was your question?
Whatever you want to say. I don't want to lead you because I want the honest answer.
I think it made me feel appreciated. I think it made me feel valuable to this organization.
Great. So you now know. So let me front end. So who's number two in this organization?
Tempest Smith.
All right. So is there any
There's no doubt in my mind.
All right.
Never has been.
All right. Right. So
ever.
So basically, the problem was, I had you to have
infinity and beyond.
Well, let me help executives out here. Mm-hmm. Let me help executives out here, right? That's Toy Story. If you guys are know, by the way.
Right.
Let me help you. By the way, I mean let me help executives. All the bosses out there listening to this podcast, or people aspiring to be bosses. I had my new leader, right? And you guys don't know, but she's a part of an organization that's over 100 years old, right? We're not going to name the organization. But you are number two in your department. Mm-hmm. So you're this super established leader. You are 30 years older than Tempest, right? Mm-hmm. You are all these things, and you're well established. And by all accounts, you're successful. You've homeowned. You've been all these things. Mm-hmm. By all accounts, you're more successful.
Ready to retire.
Right. You're 3 years from mm-hmm. retirement from your actual
right.
real job, so
right.
to speak.
Let
so,
them
so,
have
so
it.
We're talking about somebody who's 3 years away from retirement, right? We're talking about yes. somebody who's 3 years away from retirement, mm-hmm. right? Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to end right here. We're going to do a part two of this one, right? So it won't be too long. So we're doing all back end. The next episode will be all front end, mm-hmm. right? So you're number two, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Write that down, Tempest. All back. We just did all back end,
mm-hmm.
and you guys don't know Tempest was like getting into tears in a second, right? So basically, you knew where you stood.
Yeah.
But I told you I'm trying to help executives.
Right.
I never let Tempest knew where mm-hmm. she stood.
Right.
See?
Okay.
There was the problem.
Okay.
Right? So the problem was...
And you didn't even have to let me know. I knew that off the bat.
Right.
I knew that off the top.
Right. But I still let you know...
Right.
...who Tempest was.
Yes.
But I was never telling Tempest who she was.
Right. I get that.
Is that fair? Right, mm-hmm. Tempest? No,
yes,
I need
that's
you.
Fair.
Right, we don't have to write down. I know I told you to write down. Just suffer. I need you to help, folks. I told her who you were,
mm-hmm.
but you felt like I wasn't reinforcing enough who you were.
Yes.
I hear my closing thoughts.
And we didn't think enough people in the church knew, which is why we thought we should come and get you.
That was one of the things.
Right.
That was one of the things. Okay.
We decided to come and get you from Houston. That made no sense to me, but go ahead.
Right. Well, I was spreading across going to mm-hmm. Santa Fe. And, well, you guys don't know Texas geographics. But however, right. So here are my closing thoughts to this podcast. We don't want to make it grow too long. We're so going to address the front end. The whole 20, 25 minutes of the next episode is going to be front end. We're going to knock it out right now. I failed in this organization because I was trying to attract these new leaders, in which I was,
mm-hmm.
educating my new leaders,
mm-hmm.
assuming who were with me, who was with me, who tilled ground with me, took bullets with me, already knew their place.
Right.
And I was hurting Tempest
right.
by not reinforcing forcing her
right.
of how important she was to me
amen.
And the organization because I assumed that she knew. And here's the deal. The truth is you did know, but you needed to hear it. Fair enough?
That's fair.
Right? You knew, but it's not enough to just know. Your executive must let you know how important you are. And those are my final thoughts.
Thank you for tuning in to part one of this episode. Make sure you come back next week to hear the last part of it. If you would like for Antonio Smith to speak at your upcoming event, please visit us at revtony.org/booking. Wherever you are in life, whether you're a millionaire or you're just starting out, whether you believe in yourself or not, whether you have self-assurance or low self-esteem, whether you cry yourself to sleep at night or you're on top of the world, we want to help you become a better you, because we believe that God has something greater in store just for you. Whether you're a church member or not, corporate world or not, we want to see you succeed in life. Tune into us next week as we continue helping you be a better you.